So they to Rabbi Menachem Lieberman.
In 3 weeks today, Be'ezus Hashem will be Rosh Hashanah. So I'd like to speak a little bit about Erev Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah. Be'ezus Hashem, we shall be zeichem Be'ezus Hashem to Chasim Chasim Atoivah. The tour in Simon Tovkuf of Peyala brings a medish tanchuma. Noigim ba'ashkenaz lis anois kulon be'erv Rosh Hashanah. The minig in Ashkenaz is that everybody fasts on Erev Rosh Hashanah. Some people say everybody fasts, some people fast. He brings a medish tanchuma, which the medish says, ulekachtim lechem b'yoyv harishoin. Sukkos is called b'yoyv harishoin. Asks the medish, it's not Yom Rishon, it's the 15th of Tishrei. Medrash is Yom Rishon Necheshben Avoinus. Because from now, from Aleph Tishri till Sukkos, there's no Cheshben of Averus. Everything has had a Kapara. Which means that the Kapara already started Erev Rosh Hashanah, the Kapara already started Erev Rosh Hashanah. Brings a marshal for a country which didn't pay its taxes and dues to the king. The king comes along with an army to collect the taxes. When he's near to the town, drawing near to the town, 10 parasois away, we haven't got what to give you. He lets them off a third of the taxes. Kimish in the scar of Yosef, he comes nearer to the town. The middle class people go towards him. He lets them off the second third. Kish in the scar of Yosef, when he comes mamash actually near to the town, he lets them off everything. Says the Medrash, Kach HaMelech Zah Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Nimshel is, the king is a Kodesh Baruch Hu. B'nei HaMedina Eilu Yisrael. The country, the people of the country are the Klal Yisrael. Shemesagdin Avoynes Kol HaShono. Unfortunately, the various mount up all year round. Erev Rosh Hashanah HaGdoilim Isanim. Erev Rosh Hashanah, the great people fast. They get knocked off a third of their averis. In the middle of the 10 days of Aser Shemitshuva, including Rosh Hashanah till Yom Kippur, beininim isanim, beininim fast. Umavatelim beishlishim, they get forgiven the second third. B'yom Kippurim, hakol misanim, everybody fasts. And they get a complete kapara. And that's why Sukkos is called, and between Yom Kippur and Sukkos, there's no time to sin. Everybody's busy with Dalet Minim and Sukkos. So that's why Sukkos is called Yom Rishon, it's Yom Rishon Necheshben Avoilus. Yosef asks, according to the Medrash, it comes out Erev Rosh Hashanah is mamish equivalent to Yom Kippur, gets at the third. And also, it's also equivalent to the whole Rosh Hashanah, and the Aseres Yemei. How come that Erev Rosh Hashanah is so ke'ilu, so the Kavod HaTzom is so great, equivalent to Yom Kippur and the whole Rosh Hashanah with Aseres Yemei Tshuva? They say some answers. The first third is easier to get a kapara from. Second third is harder already. Last third is the hardest of everything. That's how it goes in order. Erev Rosh Hashanah is the easiest third we get rid of. Rosh Hashanah is the second third, which is harder than that. The last third is the hardest, and that's what Yom Kippur is mechatna. The Rekeach also asks, brings the kash of the Beis Yosef, how can it be Erev Rosh Hashanah is so much? So he's got a different answer. He says it doesn't mean that everybody gets a kapara of the third of their averis. It means that ke'ilu, we imagine that there's three sections of people in the world. There's tzaddikim, there's rashoim, and there's beninim. Gemara says a man should always imagine he's a Beinoni. If he does one mitzvah, he's Machriya Atzmoy, and he's Machriya the whole world. So in the Zois, he says that's what the Gemara means. Er Hashana, when he says Agdeinim Misanim, it means that Tzadikim, who have got few Averis, they get the Kapara. The Tzadikim get the Kapara. Shlish means, doesn't mean a Shlish of their Averis, it means a third of the world. They're a third of the world. But their Averis attack a fewer. So that's why Er Hashana has got Koyach to give them a Kapara for that. In the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, it's the Beinonim who get their kapara, and that's considered just kilu. If they're also a third of the world, but their averus are actually double amount as the averus of the tzaddikim. That's why the loshon of the medrash is beishelishim, is two thirds compared to the third of the tzaddikim. And Yom Kippurim, everybody fasts. That's even the Rishoim, that should the schus of the tzaddikim, the beinim, helps them that they get the kapara as well, and they have more averus. So that actually is the most powerful kapara, which is Yom Kippur, that takes away lots of averus, which means the averus of the last third, which are the Rishoim. The levush. Asks an interesting kasha. So that's the pshat of the Masra Keh, but not necessarily, it's not going on the whole world. Pashtus of the Medrash we learn, everybody gets a third off Erev Rosh Hashanah, everybody gets the second third off Aseres Yimei Tshuva, and the Yom Kippur, they get the third off. And he's saying, no, it's going on three different groups. The first group get their kapora on Erev Rosh Hashanah, the tzaddikim, they've got few averus. The beinonim get the kapora on Aseres Yimei Tshuva, and the rishoyim, they get, who've got lots of averus, they need a stronger kapora, they need a greater schus, they get the kapora Yom Kippur. The Shlo asks that he learns that on a kipshutoi, that stuck it going that on the mountain averus, and he says, but different people have different averus, yeah, because you can't. You say HaKadosh Baruch is mevatel, let's say a third of the averus. Some people have much more averus than other people, so their third contains a much more. So why does it go according to proportion? Proportion, a third of the averus. Less than computer, he's like learning, not like the Rekach. He's only talking, everybody gets a third of the averus for given Erev Rosh Hashanah, but why should it go in percentages? Some people, a third of the averus can only be very few averus, and some people, a third of the averus can be loads of averus. So he says that Be'etzem, every averus is only mechapa with tshuva. There's no such great schoolers on Erev Rosh Hashanah taking averus without tshuva. Every averus requires tshuva. But the fact, even after a man has done tshuva, we need a great chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the tshuva should be accepted. And that we need rachamim, that Hashem should accept the tshuva. And that's why, says the Shlo, Erev Rosh Hashanah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu lets his mevata, a third of the averis, means a man has taken done tshuva. Doesn't matter if a man has more averis. But a matshat is a man, the one who has more averis, has done more tshuva, has done tshuva on all of his averis. And after he's done tshuva, we need chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the averus should be forgiven. That's what Erev Rosh Hashanah has, the chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that once he's done tshuva, then his averus, a third of averus which he's done tshuva on, will be forgiven. And the same goes for the second third on Rosh Hashanah and Aseres Yimei Tshuva. And the third third will be Yom Kippur. Everything is with tshuva. This one has done more tshuva, and this one has done tshuva on his, but everybody with his tshuva gets a kapora, a third on Erev Rosh Hashanah, second third Rosh Hashanah and Aseres Yimei Tshuva, and the third third will be Yom Kippur, like the basis of Seretz. First third is easier, we're going, second third is harder, and the third hard, third is really hard. That's what you need, the great kapora of Yom Kippur. Now we have 2 days Rosh Hashanah. The Sforim writes that actually we have a great benefit in these 2 days, because even if we didn't, Chas V'Shalom, we were not Zeicher in the first din of Rosh Hashanah, we have a second chance of the second day of Rosh Hashanah. And the Sforim write that the first day of Rosh Hashanah is a din kasher, is a harder din. And the second din, the Rosh Hashanah, is din rafia, an easier din, an easier din to get through. One of these two dinim, so Reb Dessler explains, the first din of Rosh Hashanah, the first din of Rosh Hashanah, is a man is judged on his own schusim. Is he zoicher to get through the din? And that's much of a harder din. Whereas the second din, a man is not only looked on himself, looked upon with ashkocha klolis. Is he good? Can he be used as a keli to be used for avodas Hashem? Is he helping other people as well? Even if perhaps in his own mitzvahs he doesn't have enough, but he's helping other people to do the din. So in the hashkocha, I'm looking at everybody, the whole klal Yisrael. It's So then it's easier to be zeicher in the din. And that's a big chesed, which we have a second din on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. The Arizal says, the first day of Rosh Hashanah is the judgment is in Yoni Ruchnius, in Yoni HaNeshama, and the second day is in Yoni HaGuf, on the Gashmius. So what happened in Eretz Yisrael? So he says, the Yidden were in Eretz Yisrael, and the Mekadesh HaChodesh Al-Piriya, they didn't have 2 days. Rosh Hashanah. Only exceptionally cases when the Edim came after Mincha. It says in the times when we had the Beis Hamikdash, the Yidden were such on a higher level of a Madrega, the whole Guf was toffled to the Neshama. So therefore, it was all included in the din of the Neshama, wherever a man needed for his Ruchnius, that was given to him automatically on the first day. Mashein came after the Churban, so not everything whatever we can to use for our Kodesh Baruch Hu, but there are Tzorchei HaGuf which are also not directly connected to Tzorchei HaNeshama, and therefore we need taka two dinim, one mishpot. The first day is in Yonei Neshama, how much does a man needs for Ruchnius, for Olam Haba, and the second day is in Yonei HaGuf. The Yaris Devash is a very interesting thing. Why are the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah Yoyma Arichta? So he says like this, that we know that Adam Arishon was created on Friday. According to Rabbi Lezer holds that Be'echad B'tishri Nivra Ho'elo. The Psikta Rabbi Lezer explains that the world was created on Chof Hei Elul. And Adam Arishon was created on Friday, that was on Aleph Tishri, the sixth day after the Bris Olam, and in that day when he was created on Friday, the sun didn't set Friday night; it was Kulah Oyer that night, and Shabbos. When did it start to get dark? On Mitzvah Shabbos. And that's when Adam Arishon thought, because of his Naveris, the world is becoming, is being destroyed, it's never be light again. And Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him Seichel, and he took 2 stones, and he rubbed them together, and he made a fire, he made light. That's why we make Boira Moira Eish, the Baruch of Eish, on Motzei Shabbos, to remember that it's a Baruch of Shvach, we thank Kadosh Baruch Hu for that, with the use of the fire which we have, and it's Motzei Shabbos, because that's when the Adam Arishon created the fire. Oibazoi, it comes out that the first night, Friday night, he was sitting in the dark, how did he hold out the whole Friday night? Elamah Friday night, the sun didn't set. So it comes out, the first day of Tishri, that the Friday and Shabbos was one long day, the sun never set. Didn't set on Friday night. Mamela, that's why the Zeicha, we keep Rosh Hashanah, is Zeicha for, we say, this is the Hayoim, Hayom Haras Oilom is the birthday of the world, which means the Tachlis of the world, which means the creation of Adam Arishon. So just like in Adam, in the Bria, when Adam Arishon was created, it was like all one day the sun didn't set Friday night. Similarly also, so we keep the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah as if it's one long day, Yom HaRichter, so we keep it in the Chumras, and there's no din of Beit Shanoz the Barishan, which is Bisheni, because normally you say either the first day Yom Tov is the first day Yom Tov, the second day's weekday. First day's weekday, the second day Yom Tov. But here, no, we have 2 days Yom Tov, because it was all like Yom Rishon, it was all like one day, like the day of the creation. And another interesting thing, a reason I saw, why the Chomim were stuck in 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, because after Takanas Chachomim, they made a Takana that if Rosh Hashanah is in Shabbos, we don't blow Shofar, Shema Yavirenu, so not to lose the big Inyan of Shofar, that's why Chazal were Masakim, we always have both days, that at least we should be able to have always the great mitzvah of Shofar. And even though originally it was only made when the first day was Shabbos, but made it always just when the first day Shabbos, and when it's on a weekday, they always made 2 days Shofar in order to make sure that we always manage to get this great source of blowing Shofar. It's unlikely to happen, but nevertheless, because of the chashash that one yid might come to chilul Shabbos b'sheigeg, Chazal would move away the whole mitzvah. But I'll tell you something else. That's also that itself is really a skus for Klal Yisrael. The fact that the Klal Yisrael are prepared to give away their great mitzvah of Shofar because of the possible concern that one person might be Oike Shabbos, that itself is already a schus of Klal Yisrael, how concerned we are to keep Hilcha Shabbos properly.
One person might forget.
Yeah. And the Chazal moved away the whole. Moved away the whole to go because of the Gezeirah Shema Yavirenu. Why was the din? Why was the din of Rosh Hashanah? Why was it fixed? We said already one reason, but this is another reason. Why was it taken? The din is of the beginning of the year, not at the end of the year. Wouldn't it be appropriate, perhaps, to fix the din? Should be the end of Elul. That's when it should be the din of the Mishpat. And it should be finished by Rosh Hashanah. And we should come into Rosh Hashanah in the new year as Kelu, properly, pure, with a kapora. So, the Ram says, because Adam Arishon, as we mentioned, Adam Arishon was created on Aleph Tishri. That's Pshat Be'echa B'Tishri Nivra Olam. And we know when Adam Arishon was created, the Medrash Taka says that this day, on the same day, he did the Avera, he was Nichshel in the Eitz Hadas, and he was driven out of the hour, he was driven out of Gan Eden, and then he did Tshuva, and his Tshuva was accepted. So because his Tshuva was accepted on Echad B'Tishri, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, this is a simon for your children, Kishem Shamadata Bedin B'Yom Zeh, and you came out, bedimus is a lashon, you came out with a kapora, kach asidim banecha li'es'imdim lefonai bedim b'yom zeh yitzi bedimus. So it's already fixed into the Bria that Echad B'Tishri was mesugal for tshuva. Like all the Mauritian's tshuva was accepted on Aleph B'Tishri. So similarly, Aleph B'Tishri is a day which has been accepted, which has been set for tshuva already from the time of Bria Soilom. That fits in, according to Rabbi Lezer, who holds B'Tishri Nivra Olam. According to Rabbi Shua holds B'Nissen Nivra Olam, so we don't have that reason. So what's Taka the Pshat according to Rabbi Shua? So now we have another reason, because we know that that after the Egel, Moshe Rabbeinu went up, and the Egel was done on Shivasa Batamus, that afterwards Moshe Rabbeinu went up for 40 days, the middle days, which were Emtsoim Bekas, and then he came down the end of Ov, and then he went up again Echod Be'elul, and he came down in Yom Kippur, and that was when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Salachti Kitvarecho, it was fixed, he didn't have the Kapora, so Yom Kippur's always been fixed, Bezman Kapora, from the time of the Egel, and therefore, and we know Elul, was a procedure of 40 days, so that's why we have, Dakat is Elul, and we have Rosh Hashanah, the Din, and the final Kapora on Yom Kippur. I saw another reason brought down from one of the Mafarshim, and he says a very interesting reason. He says, "Really, the Medrash says HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to make a Yom Tov in every month. Listen, we've got Pesach, here Pesach Sheni, seven Shavuos, Tammuz he wanted to make Rosh Hashanah, and Ov he wanted to make Yom Kippur, and Tishri would be Sukkos." So Tammuz would have been Rosh Hashanah. Ov is Yom Kippur. Elul. I'm not sure about that. You have to check about that which one Elul. But because the Eden did the Egel, and therefore it was pushed off. They lost the Ovin. It was pushed off. And that's why Rosh Hashanah was. That's why Tishri has got all the Yom Tovim, which originally would have been in Tammuz and Ov. That's why it's got Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot. And then Tishri said, "Well, those three Yom Tovim, really belong to the previous months of Tammuz of Elul. But I want my own Yom Tov as well, and that's the Shmini Atzeres." So the Shmini Atzeres is Tishri's own Yom Tov. And all other Yom Tovim, Taka Be'etzem, would have originally belonged, the original would have been to Tammuz of Elul.
Cheshbon
Kesetayas also would have had Yom Tov?
Go to that Cheshbon. That means Sukkot will be a warmer season.
It would be in Elul, yeah. Yeah. So we say in the David Hashem Oiri Veishi. Shivti b'meis Hashem kolim echai. Lachsus b'noim Hashem. Lachsus b'noim Hashem. Ulevaker b'echol. So first we start off with Shivti b'meis Hashem. I want to dwell in the house of Hashem kolim echai. Lachsus b'noim Hashem. Ulevaker b'echol. Levaker, one could think, sounds like Loshen visiting. Visiting Echoloi? Whatever's visiting Echoloi. So Mephoroshim say, Levaker Becholoi is not a Loshen of visiting, it's a Loshen of Boiker. Every morning, like Temidim Kesidron, Erev Boiker. I want to be, Bebeis Hashem, Boiker Becholoi. Every day I want to be there, every day I want to be there. That's one pshat, as most Rishonim say, and another pshat is taka is like I said, Levake Loshen Biku Becholai. I want to see everything what the Chachomim say. In the end of L'David Hashem Rishi, it says L'cho Omalibi Bakshu Ponai Espanecha Hashem Avakesh. What's that possibly mean? The Shul says this is the most difficult possible to understand. The Shul explains that when a man does an Avera, there is a pgam in both on him, on his face, and on his duknoi, and the duknoi shalamala as well. Alshech brings, when Yaakov Avinu heard that Yosef was still alive, he said, Ilcha ver'enu v'terem omus. I want to see on his face, I want to see if he is on this high level, v'terem omus. And then Yaakov Avinu said, Omusa hapam, achrei roisi espinecho ki atochoi. Now I can die, I see ki atochoi. Because now I can see on your face that you are sholem and you have a high madriga, you haven't lost your level. So he says like this, when a man does an avera, it's a begam on him, and it's a begam on the, it's not sholem, that's how he touches tomim, In last week said, Tomim Tia im Hashem Alekecha, which is the Shloh. Tomim Tia, you should be without any chesaron complete. Im Hashem Alekecha, together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There should be no pekam on the Kisei Kovod, and no pekam in you, everybody. You should be complete together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So David HaMelech is saying to this HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lecha Omar Libi. You HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know everything what's going on in my heart. You don't have to see my face, what level I'm going. Lecha Omar Libi, you know what goes in my heart. But now David HaMelech is talking to people. Bakshu Panecha. Bakshu Panai. You have to see my face. You have to see my face in order to know what level I'm holding. And when do I want you to see my face? As Panecha Hashem Mavakesh. Once, and when I'm Mavakesh Panecha Hashem, I'm Kaseda, going to the Beis HaMedrash, then I want you Bakshu Panai. Then is to see my face. So that's Kilo. The Shah said this is a Godel Hisiris to know how much it's important a man's mitzvahs, what he does. Because the mitzvahs not only are mashlim him, they make him sholem, but they're also mashlim the kisa kovet. The kisa kovet is bishleimus. And chas v'shalom, the other way, hopefully not. It's greater than a man would think. It's a begam, and it's not something which is only in his heart. It's something taka something which is noticeable on his face as well. And kiveyochel, it's poigim in the dukna shalmala. So let's hope, and Mitzvah Shem, we should all be Zeicher, and Mitzvah Shem, start off now, and Mitzvah Shem, we've got 3 weeks to Rosh Hashanah, and Mitzvah Shem, starting Mitzvah Shem, improving our mitzvahs, and Mitzvah making ourselves complete, and Mitzvah Shem, being Mashlim, Diuknei, Shalmala as well, and we should all be Zeicher, and Mitzvah Shem, together, and Mitzvah Shem, with the Gans of Klal Yisrael, to Ksiv Adoyim, a good Kaben Shteyom, Shem Zeicher, to the final Yeshua, and Mitzvah Shem, Yis HaMashiach, Meir, V'yameinu Om. Amen. 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 Amen.